Parshas Kisetze begins, Kisetze, when you go out to wage war against your enemies, and God your God shall give them into your hands, and you shall capture their captives. Then follows a law how to deal with certain captives. The Baal Shem Tov interpreted our initial verse not only in the literal sense, but also in a figurative sense. He states that the Torah speaks here not only of a war waged by the people of Israel against their enemies, but also of each individual's war against his spiritual enemy, the Yetzer Hara. For in all of us, there is an evil disposition that seeks to lead us astray, and it is our task to fight the Yetzer Hara and to conquer it. The first verse of our parsha teaches us how to wage this war successfully. In this context, says the Baal Shem Tov, the phrase, "and you capture his captives," is not the conclusion of the verse, but the precondition to assure that God will give your enemy into your hand. To capture his captives thus means to familiarize yourself with the methods and techniques of the enemy. We must be aware of how he sets his plans and learn to use his very own methods against him. For everything that we encounter in life, even the cunning ways of the evil inclination, provides us with a lesson for our own conduct. Thus, when we see the Yetzer Hara trying to lead us astray with eagerness, with zest and zealousness, throwing himself into his job with consuming ambition to succeed in his efforts, this is a moral for us to adopt his very own method against him. Capture his captives. Learn from his eagerness and zealousness, zest and ambition, for your good purposes. Thus you will overcome and conquer your enemies. God, your God, shall give them into your hands. In the same context, the Torah says, Ki seitzei, when you go out to wage war against your enemies. The Yetzer Hara does not wait for you to invite him in. He looks by himself for all and any openings to attack. He does not wage a defensive war, but takes the initiative. He always goes out on the offensive. This too is an important lesson. There's a well-known saying that the best defense is offense. In the battle against evil, we dare not wait until evil attacks us and gets its foot into the doorway. Once evil gains a foothold, it becomes twice as hard to push it back. Thus, ki seitze, you must go out to wage war. You must go on the offensive. You must make preemptive strikes and fight your enemy on his territory so that he may never enter yours. Then you are assured that the Almighty will deliver him into your hands. But again, just to take the offensive is not enough. One must be prepared and well armed. The most powerful weapon is morale, the soldier's belief in and commitment to his cause, and the determination to throw himself wholeheartedly into a battle to victory. This is the capture his captives.